What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show. Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and I am here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we have another highlight reel from season 9 featuring Coach Desiree Williams. In this episode, we talked about energy. We talked about how important it is to take care of yourself and also what it means to actually listen to your body. As we all know, season 9 was all about wellness, so this is an episode you would definitely love and definitely check it out today. And so we talked about corporate, but you can definitely use a lot of the tips and tricks that she provided in your personal as well. So tune in. We hope you enjoy. Outside of that, season 9 is all about wealth management. We announced it on social media. And if you're not a part of our newsletter, make sure you sign up today. Visit us at whatsgood-productions.com. Thank you so much for all of your support, and we will see you soon.
What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
My ritual that I return to is grabbing my mask, and I will put my mask on, and I have breathing techniques that I do and I use not only for myself, but for my clients.
And when did you start doing this?
I started doing this mainly at night for my morning dreams. So when I wake up in the morning, I didn't want to forget my dreams. So over the last, I want to say 8 years. Nope, actually pandemic, 5 years. It's 2020. You know, it seemed like the pandemic was longer than that, but 5 years. Coach Desiree Williams is a person who cares so much about other people's well-being that I will put theirs over my own. For me, I had to, after I cut everybody off, I moved from a 4-bedroom house with my man. And we had, I mean, it was like we had everything spoiled, right? To a 1-bedroom apartment. And I got rid of, how do I want to look? I want to help people. I love people. I want to, you know, have nice things. It's called an energy audit. And I have been working on this energy audit for the last 2 months. Diligently. She came from losing a $30 million a year business to losing it all. And now she's on the process because it's just, I could get more people and energetically, it's what's best for me, right? You got to close all the other tabs, right? You as a person have to close all of your other tabs so you can restore your energy. But if you don't know what tabs are open and playing in the background, you don't know what tabs to turn off. But like I told him, I said, I'm going to take you to the next step. But I want to start with what's really draining your energy. And then and change it into something positive before that negative thought takes over your energy. And that's where your mind is going to stay. One week. So I'm going to give him a whole dietary plan for that 1 week that he can do to start to change. I said, now you will feel a little change, but it does take time. This change takes time. I said, but if you can go 3 weeks, you're going to feel massive change. And I'm hitting you with this, you know, motivation, and I'm hitting you and you're feeling good for about a couple of weeks, and then you drop again. And I've looked at the statistics on it, and anybody can research the statistics on it, and you will constantly keep dropping. We're never going to not be growing because everything is changing. We went from, in 1970s, only having phones at home, and you had to be at home to get that call, to where you could take a call anywhere in the United States, in the world. You could take a call. I keep everything very simple because life is simple. I'm not going to complicate anything that's simple. It's awareness. That's what clarity is. My biggest pivotal moment was this year in April. Now, we do know that with the administration, me not being able to see my family for the rest of my life or their life, you know, my life being taken, and I'm going to heal myself. And I decided I'm healing myself, and I did. And my doctors asked me, what did you do? And I told, for me, there is no turning back. It's only going forward. It's like, you know what? I can't go backwards, because if I go backwards, it delays what I'm doing. It only takes one person. If you find the one right person, one person, it is millions of people just in Dallas, but it only takes one to catapult you from nothing to something. So many high-end coaches, coaching retreats, classes, masterclasses, universities, this, that, tens of thousands of dollars, and what you've given me here outweighs, and nobody is doing it. And I was like, I'm on the right track. She was telling me everything she went through, and I was telling her I understood and I could connect with her on, you know, all her, you know, the stuff that she went through as being, you know, just molested, sexual assault, sexual abuse, the whole thing that a lot of women, even in corporate, she's a lawyer, hurt people, but baby, heal people, heal people. I am literally using my savings and living off my savings and giving this 100% of my attention to birth this. Every human body is a living circuit vibrating with a frequency only the conscious can truly tune.
Beautiful. But if I put it on paper and actually see it, even when it comes to vision boards, even when it comes to me journaling, like getting my thoughts out, it gives me clarity at the end of the day to let me know what I'm headed to. If there's any problems, instead of me trying to figure it out in myself and put together like a puzzle.
If you don't write it, like you said, it's neuroscience. When you are writing, you're seeing it, you're feeling you writing it. It's a connection you're making with yourself to make it reality, make it become real. I do have one that stays in my purse. So when I have that epiphany, when I'm out because I saw something, I heard something that somebody was saying, I'm seeing something on a video, I'm actually scrolling in my phone and I see something on social media and I have this epiphany, I want to write it down. And then or I draw it out. Stay 10 toes down and head up, meaning stay grounded and stayed with your head up, looking above all the lies and everything that you see in front of you. Because when you look up, you're looking towards what? The sun. That's enlightenment.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.